even going deeper into certain economical interdependence, it's not difficult now to cut and split the two, you know. I remember very well when I first time heard the term Chimerica, which was very funny initially, but if you think deeply, that's really, you know, interdependent, I would say, economical system. So now Trump has a very difficult choice. If he continue where he is, as you said, definitely there is would be very severe consequences, we know, for all fronts, not only the energy. We're talking about foodstuff, we're talking about production lines, we're talking about inflation, we're talking about anything else, because the energy is a source and everything derives from that. So what is the possible plans? What his negotiation position with the Chinese? Either they can figure out the new system, at least between China and United States, because remember, everything happening in Hormuz Strait or with Iran is just an attempt to set up a stronger negotiation position in this visit to Iran, because Iran was a major supplier of its crude to the China. So Trump thought that he would arrive to Beijing with a very strong position, where he already did the regime change in Tehran, you know, cut off all supplies to China and eventually force China to back off and accept the Trump conditions. Unfortunately, it turns out opposite. So Iranians are putting their own conditions. Plus, he has a strong pushback from the Israelis, Prime Minister Netanyahu, to continue that war. So it would be very interesting to watch what would be the result and what would be entire, I would say, you know, choreography, how this visit will turns out in Beijing in the next, you know, day or so.
You're right. In fact, that should have been my first question, this visit. Xi Jinping holds most of the cards now. Before this is Israel-sparked war, Trump holds a lot of cards. That's why Trump's bringing Elon and a bunch of others with him. I don't know what Trump thinks he's going to negotiate when now you have China, Russia, Iran, and others all in a posture of every time we try to make a deal, you violate the deal. Trump said Iran violates deals. That's not the case. They lure them to peace deals, kill them. They break every deal. When they make a ceasefire, Israel attacks to break the ceasefire. I'm not siding with the Iranians. I'm just siding with reality. And now Trump can't even say what the mission is. It's regime change that's failed. He keeps saying we sunk their boats. That's not even a blue water navy. They have successfully shut down the strait, as the Pentagon said they would. And Trump cannot admit he's wrong and pull himself out of this. So as this continues on, already devastating the economy, and as the public learns of it, we lose the midterms. The Democrats impeach Trump. I mean, he has walked himself and this country into a disaster.
Yeah, absolutely right. And, you know, what is the chances he can extract himself? As you said, he turned return to this fork point. But, you know, he also been sabotaged just before he left for this Beijing visit. We know that the Washington Post, you know, posted this information and about all Iranians kept about 75% of its missile launchers, and they have a pretty much intact the rest of their production. So basically, it says that nothing, accordingly the own American sources and leaks from intelligence, you know, nothing was achieved in this, you know, 60 days almost plus.
And reportedly, and I talked to people that confirm it, he blew up and then literally demanded the meeting that he wants everyone involved indicted to the head of the DOJ, Todd Blanche, the Democrat operative. But he has to understand, it is his own generals that are leaking this to get him to stop. So it's right. Susie Wiles over a month ago, who's not a dove, she said we've got to stop this. So he's literally not listening to anybody but Netanyahu.
Yes, and you said, you know, the tension is even growing further. You know, after the just today, Russia announced that they successfully tested the Sarmat missiles, which can, you know, four times has a longer range than any of existing ICBMs. And this is again, okay, you know, you guys start with the threatening rhetorics that you can launch attacks deep inside Russia. Well, this is an answer. You want this? We can, try to use this in combat, situation. And this time, believe me, it wouldn't be a target within Ukraine. I think so. And we are really now very close to this escalation point where there would be no return. And doesn't matter what you do afterwards, or which negotiators you're going to send to Russia, it would be too late. And that's my concern, as well as a concern of many others who are watching very carefully what's going on. So somebody need really to, at least put a cold shower on those hot, hawkers and those warmongers in the West, especially in London and especially in Berlin, to say, hey, guys, are you really want to try how it looks all out war with Russia?
Let me ask you this question. Putin said 2 days ago that the Ukraine war will soon come to an end. He hasn't really said that before. And in general, when he says something, he means it. What's the calculus there? Why do you think Putin said that?
Well, first of all, there is a severe scenario. First of all, if we saw the Russian military decided not even to explain any equipment on this parade, was only the personnel. Why? Because they're really preparing for the eventually, final assault on Ukrainian position. But this time it must be massive to do the push to finish it, Well, it's not only Ukrainians. Basically, Ukrainians has nothing to do with this. And, President Putin, during his presser, said that, look, Ukrainians agreed to all proposal, even to give up Donbass territory still in the spring of 2022. But then Boris Johnson came and said, no, you're going to fight further. So this is a situation, and he also mentioned that when Macron called him to say, oh, Ukraine cannot negotiate with a handgun to his head, so you need to withdraw his troops from Kiev, from the capital. So the president says, yes, we took a decision, we withdrew our troops, and then they flip over again. So we already exhausted all trust, we already exhausted all normal tradition and the way how you deal or negotiate even with the enemies. So since the all tables are turned out, what left, just...
So that's what I figured, and I believe you, as you're well-connected, a smart military man. When Putin said it's going to end soon, he's signaling an escalation, which I would imagine if you look at World War II tactics at the end of the day, it's still boots on the ground. You just lower the artillery down, roll forward, destroy everything, and instead of the artillery
Well, the situation that kinetic war, especially what is the problem in the front line, your gray kill zone is quite wide and it's over 70 kilometers, basically 20 miles. So it's very difficult to move your troops conventional way. So this time we're talking about massive, missiles and the drone strike in the, important key centers, the command post, the infrastructure in Kiev, eventually logistic hubs somewhere in near Europe. And it must be overwhelming one-time blow, which definitely will at least...
You're talking about decapitation. You're talking about leveling all the command centers that haven't even been hit yet. Let's come back and talk about what this assault will look like and what will NATO do in response to that. You have the Spanish government, the German government saying form an EU army. What does that mean? Then we'll shift gears in the Strait of Hormuz and the economy and take your calls. We'll be right back. I'm Alex Jones, your host. Stay with us. We'll take your phone calls. Give the number out when we come back. Stay with us.
Heard Alex Jones talk about some chemical that makes the frogs gay. Raise your hand. Turns out he wasn't wrong. When frogs were exposed to atrazine, some were chemically castrated and feminized. Genetic males developed female reproductive organs, and some even produced viable eggs. What is less known is this. Human exposure to atrazine in the womb is linked to genital malformations in men. Like when the pee hole isn't in the right place on the pee. And it even could be contributing to shrinking pee sizes. I am talking about micro becoming increasingly common. Despite this, atrazine, the micro chemical, is present in the drinking water of 40 million Americans. Europe banned it. We didn't. Talk about a war on masculinity.
Put